Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Greg Allen, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, bear this in mind, the text number for the next conversation, 51551, because it was a seminal self-help book of the 1990s, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus by Dr. John Gray. It preached that men and women are fundamentally different psychologically and emotionally, and that these differences impact on how they should communicate in romantic relationships. Now, 30 years on, Dr. John Gray is coming to Dublin this week for the 10th Pendulum Summit. And he says the thesis he put forward then, his original thesis, holds pretty tight despite the passage of time. Dr. John Gray, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hey, I'm very happy to be with you. Looking forward to coming to Ireland again.
I'd say an awful lot of people looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Will you remind us, John, of the essence of your thesis in Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus?
Well, the essence is where, you know, as a marriage counselor, I see how men and women misinterpret each other quite often. So I point out those big places. Often men stop talking in order to cope with stress. They go to their cave. I call it the cave, where he's not intimate with his partner. He just needs his own time. We might say he needs his space. When he's getting his space, women often think he's mad at her, because often women, many times women stop talking when they're mad at their partner. So once women understand how men are different, then they don't get upset when he takes his alone time, as long as it's not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, when women are feeling stressed or they've had a busy day, they often want to talk about what happened, talk about their feelings, talk about the children, talk about problems. And men think, okay, I should solve those problems. But many times, she is quite capable of solving them on her own, but she's talking about them just to feel close. We also now know in my later work that when women talk about their feelings, estrogen levels go up and stress levels go down. We also know now in my later books that when men go to their cave and they stop talking, you know, they like go to the gym or they play a video game or they have a hobby or they meditate, you know, various activities men do on their own. When you're independent, you rebuild testosterone. When you're dependent, meaning I'm dependent on someone to talk to hear me, to see me, estrogen levels go up.
Mm-hmm.
So these are stress coping mechanisms by understanding how men and women are different.
And you've laid it out very well there. Practice over the years, John, I suppose, when people ask you. But critics over the years have said that it's simply sexist. How do you respond to that?
Well, if I was putting down men and I was putting down women, it would be sexist. But when people hear me talk, they only feel validated. They feel understood and they feel supported. So usually it's people who think I'm sexist actually haven't read my book or heard me speak.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few people who do, because many women, due to their personality, they're more like men. And men, due to their personality, they're more like women. And
what do you mean, by that? That it doesn't matter what the gender is, that you can, if you're a woman, you can go to your cave, or if you're a man, you can feel the need to talk. Is that what you mean?
Well, that as well. Let me, for example, if a woman is mad at her partner, she doesn't want to talk. And if a man is mad at his partner, he wants to talk and argue. So, you know, if I say men don't, but we know is that women, and when they talk about their feelings, if they're heard, their stress levels will go down. Now, personalities are different. Some women have a greater need for that. Some women have less of a need for that, and they often don't know that they need that. That's why so many companies now are providing coaching for men and women. Coaching for women, usually they're just talking more about what's going on inside, and coaching for men is strategizing.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to talk about what's going on.
Maybe some of the difficulty people had over the years, John, and I'm sure you're well versed in responding to them, is that is it not difficult to categorize men and women and their various emotional or psychological characteristics, because you could have genetic predispositions at play or environmental factors, maybe a difficult relationship or upbringing or whatever the case may be. And then there's a whole gender question now as to how many, some people put forward that there's more than men and women. There's a whole range of genders.
Well, there's a mini, you know, every person is very different from somebody else. We all have, like you said, we all have different backgrounds. We have different conditions that we've been abused. We have PTSD, or we've been in a loving family, and so forth. You know, I've taught in the prisons, for example. Mm-hmm. Criminals generally have unhappy mothers and absent fathers. Almost every case in my experience teaching in the prisons. So clearly, these people are out of balance, okay? They get angry very easily if they're men, for example. Well, when a man has too much estrogen, he gets angry. He gets angry. Most people think that testosterone, high testosterone, causes you to become angry. No, biologically, we have to look at the biology. That's what we're talking about, the actual biology of men versus women. And biology is universal, mm-hmm. like 90% of the population.
So
of
hang
the planet.
On a second. Are you saying that too high a level of estrogen causes anger? I thought we didn't know where
Absolutely.
Anger.
Absolutely.
We didn't know where anger comes from. Is it the anger that not comes first, which is spikes the estrogen? No.
Well, when you feel if you're a man and you feel threatened, okay, you're in danger, you lose confidence. Confidence produces testosterone. So when you lose confidence, your estrogen levels shoot up. And now, in order to be happy, you need to change someone, and then anger comes up as a way to intimidate that person to change. So what we want to culture in men is cool, calm, and collected, and that stimulates testosterone.
Okay.
And then you balance it with feelings, but positive feelings, not negative feelings. So historically, men have always been encouraged, don't express negative emotions. Instead, be cool, calm, and collected, and have positive emotions. That's the ideal. Now, when you're out of balance, if you feel threatened and you're upset, you can measure the biology of a man at that time. His estrogen levels are flaring. And when a woman is unhappy, see, this is the difference. When a woman is stressed and feeling overwhelmed, which so many women are today, at those times, her testosterone is too high, her estrogen is too low. They've measured this. This is real simple mm-hmm. plumbing, so to speak.
And what's the solution, then? What is the solution?
Oh, I have so many solutions. You know, this is a huge crisis that's going on. The amount of marriage breakups, the war of the sexes is worse than ever. It's completely confused. But I'll start with one, because I know a lot of listeners are men, and they have wives. Try this today, which is when you come home, talk to your wife for a brief few. How'd your day go? Something yeah. like that. Did you go talk with the kids? Did you go to that doctor appointment? What was your job like today? You know, like you have some knowledge of her life. And then listen a little bit longer, 3 or 4 minutes longer, using these questions. Help me understand that better. Really? Tell me more. What else? If you just take a few extra minutes more, then that gives a woman a chance for her hormones to shift from being the problem solver to an intimate, loving partner.
And so
many women will complain, mm-hmm. he just wants to solve the problem and fix it, or he's not interested. Well, I'm telling men how to solve the real problem, which is if your wife's not feeling happy, usually she just needs to talk.
What if the problem is so obviously fixed, and you're just holding it to yourself, John?
Would you say that again?
What if the problem that your wife is outlining is so obviously fixed in your head, and you just want to tell her the solution?
Oh, she doesn't want to hear it.
Why?
You know, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
My wife comes, when I first learned this, my wife comes home. She loves her job. Okay, but she comes home, oh, it was terrible. This happened, this happened, mm-hmm. this happened. And I have a quick fix. And for me, I'll give you the extreme quick fix. You know, you don't have to have that job. You can quit. I can support you. Okay, does she want to hear that? No. She already knows that. That's not a solution. Mm-hmm. The copy machine didn't work today. Well, honey, there's a copy machine on the second floor. That's not what she's looking for. She knows there's a copy machine on the second floor.
Well, hang on a
Women
second.
Can have the solution, but still they want to talk about, I was so
okay.
frustrated today.
John, hang on a second. Hang on a second here. What if the man doesn't want to hear it?
Well, you're going to have an unhappy wife. This is what, do you always get to do what you want to do as a man? Part of being a man is doing what you don't want to do, but you have a goal to achieve, and you put your feelings behind you.
No, sure, that's toxic.
That's masculinity.
That's toxic.
Think about history. Men do the dirty jobs, the dangerous jobs, the difficult jobs. That's what we do. We're able to put our feelings to a side much easier than women.
And then one day, John, you say, oh my God, I don't want to hear this again. And then you realize, John Gray told me to bottle this up.
No. If you don't want to hear it, you say, okay, I'm going to think about it, and we'll talk later. You don't be rude about it, and you don't listen longer than you can handle. You know, some men can only handle a few minutes. Okay, then you grow in your ability to give a woman what she needs. But that's what relationships are about. But clearly, you don't just sit there and take complaining about you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not going to help a relationship at all.
It is fascinating, I must say, to listen to you. Dr. John Gray, you'll be appearing at the 10th Pendulum Summit, which runs Wednesday and Thursdays this week at the Convention Centre in Dublin. More details and tickets can be found on pendulumsummit.com. Dr. John Gray, a pleasure to speak with you.